Hello everyone. So for the first time, we also video recorded this episode. So if you want to go check the video version, I actually recommend like checking the video version than the audio because the audio sucks. It's really bad. I'm like, what is it? I'm editing right now and the audio is pretty bad because we recorded this outside and we didn't have like a good mic. We just use our phone mic. The last thing I recommend is just listening to this with a headphone or earphone. So if you're planning on doing that, I recommend like just listening this on like a normal speaker or just watching the episode instead of like listening to it. So this is gonna be our first like video recorded episode and we're so excited about it. So yeah, if you want to go check it out, the link is in the description and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to Jigaku 101 podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aida.
So today we're recording outside for the first time. We always like record via Zoom, so we've never like met in person to like record. But today, since we're out here together, we thought we can like, you know, record a podcast. The audio is not going to be as good because we don't have our fancy mic and equipments and stuff, and obviously you can hear, you know, the wind and cars and the noises and whatnot, so the audio is not going to be as good, but I hope you enjoy this episode. And the day we're gonna upload this podcast is gonna be like the day before Halloween, right?
2 days before, I guess.
A day before. It's October 30th. Yeah, so we thought we can maybe talk about our Halloween experiences while we were studying abroad, so that's gonna be the topic. So Ada-san,
yeah,
got any wild experiences?
I actually didn't do much during Halloween because, you know, like, it's for like college students, there is no like trick or treat event or something like that, so maybe like I wanted a pumpkin patch once with my friend when I was in freshman year, because, you know, like, I got to do like everything, the cultural thingy and when I first went to Canada, so like I wanted a pumpkin patch with my friends. And so for those of you, like, if you don't know what pumpkin patch is, it's like, so there is a like hatake te nan denak
field.
So there is a, like a field or like the place where many like pumpkins are like placed, and like you can choose the pumpkin you like, and you bought one and you went back with your pumpkin and like you carved pumpkin to make a like pumpkin a jack-o'-lantern, and also like you can make pumpkin pies or like pumpkin cookies with your friends from the pumpkin you got from the pumpkin patch place.
Yeah.
So I did that once, and also I also went to like Halloween party with my friends, and one was organized by the Japanese like organization in U of T, and they organized the Halloween parties for like Japanese students, also like other foreigners too. And the other one is like I just went to London clubs. No, I mean clubbing in downtown. And there were like a bunch of Halloween parties, and there's like DJs coming, and like you just dress up like costumes, and like we just went to London Halloween parties, and it's actually cost a lot, like $60 or like even more for one person. So like it's pretty expensive, but it was fun. It was fun.
Like the club, you mean?
Yeah, clubbing.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like if you get the early bird ticket, it's like $30 or $40. But like,
how early are you going?
How early?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The early bird ticket, right?
Oh, it's like 2 months. Okay, 2 months before the actual event.
Okay.
Normally it's cost like around $60 Canadian dollars, so it might be like $50 US dollars, but it's pretty expensive, but you can go if you want. What about you, Mizuki-san?
Well, I only went there for a year. Well, I have like my 3 years experiences when I was little, when I used to live in San Diego with my family. So that was fun. Like, Halloween over there is pretty much for like kids, uh-huh. not adults.
Yeah.
Of course, like adults can join, but it's more of a kids, you know, holiday. So I had a lot of fun when I was, you know, living in San Diego. But during when I was studying abroad, obviously I had a lot of fun. And, you know, like in Japan, it's like pretty much you party for like a day. You go somewhere and like party with your friends for a day and like that's it, right? But pretty much in the US, it's like all of October is like Halloween. You know, so people will have like multiple parties like coming up to the Halloween. Like Halloween day is like the biggest party that you can have, but then people will like hold like little parties here and there with friends, and like they will have like different costumes, and so like a lot of people will like prepare like 5 costumes, which is a lot of work. I'm like, okay. So I also like went to this Halloween party like a week before like the actual Halloween, and that was like a frat party. So it was just alcohol involved, and like everyone was drunk. And yeah, I went with my first and second roommate, and we talked about this like in when like episode 5 or something, 6 or something, when we were talking about parties, our partying experiences. And so the party was like really like held in a very like outskirts, how do you say that, outskirts of the town. So it wasn't like near college or campus or anything, so we had to like drive like 20 minutes. And obviously like my roommate is driving, and the other one is like there, and I'm also like in the back seat, and both of us were like looking at me saying like, if we get drunk, you're gonna be the DD, you know, designated driver. And I was like, what? Like, no, I can't do it. Like, I don't know how to drive. Like, I knew how to drive, like, but I can't drive in the US. I don't have a driver's license, and like, I don't even know where we're going. So that was a stressful partying experience.
Okay.
Yeah, and I dressed up as, what was it? I forgot. Frankie from Greece? Do you know? Was it Frankie? It was one of the girls. They're like, you know, there's Sandy, and there's like 2 or 3 other girls. You know Greece, right? Like the musical. Greece. And I was the one with the pink hair. One of the pink ladies. I think they're called pink ladies.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. I forgot what her name was. It starts with an F. Like Frankie or something like that. And I dressed up as her and I was like all pink. I even sprayed my hair pink.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I had like pink leggings, like pink jacket, and I bought like a pink jacket that says like pink lady in the back for the costume. My roommate bought it for me.
Oh, nice.
Because we were all gonna like dress up as pink ladies, and then my second roommate was gonna dress up as Sandy, the main character, but she bailed on us, and she became a cupcake girl. But yeah, it was really fun, but stressful at the same time, because I didn't know anybody, and like my two roommates just like ran off and like were talking to other people. Like, they left me with a drink, and I was like, I don't know anybody. Like, and everyone's drunk, so like no one can hold a normal conversation, you know. Okay. And, like, we're like in this garage area, and like people were gathering and whatnot, and like more and more people were coming, and I was getting uncomfortable, and like both of my roommates were like starting to get drunk. So I was like, you know what, let's go home. Like, one of you have to drive. I can't drive, so you can't be too drunk to drive. So I just pulled them, and my second roommate was also like, yeah, let's go home. But my first roommate was like, no, I still want to party and whatnot. So she was like really drunk. And I thought we were gonna like drive back to the campus, but we stopped by at this like guy's house, and like they were doing their own little party, and you know, there were like smoking involved, and like they're okay. Let's wait for a little bit. Okay. Anyway, so that was my partying experience. We went to this guy's house and they were all smoking, and like it wasn't a place that I wanted to be. And my roommate was just like talking about boys and like, you know, just drunk. So I had to like physically carry her home. Mm-hmm. Like we had the car, but we have to like walk to the dorm from the parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. So me and the other girl literally just carried her. Mm-hmm. And we got back to the room and I took off her makeup. I was like taking off her makeup with like a cotton pad. Uh-huh. And just taking care of her, mm-hmm. making sure she don't puke. Mm-hmm. And I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. But I sprayed my hair pink, so I had to shower. So yeah, that was an exhausting day. Mm-hmm. For me, but it was fun, I guess. Mm. Whatever. Will I ever do it again? Probably not. But yeah, that's pretty much like Halloween for college students. Mm. I feel like. And then the actual Halloween day, that was really fun because I actually like went to the downtown with the friends that I'm like really that I really actually like. So I did makeup for two of my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I had to do my own makeup, and that took a long time. And my roommate wanted me to do her makeup, but I was like, no, you can do your own makeup. Like, I don't have time. So, and then we went to the downtown area where I don't know if you have it, but I feel like a lot of like little towns and like cities have it in the US. It's called like Zombie Crawl. And just students and like adults that want to join just go to the downtown, and like no cars are allowed, and we just like walk to one end to the other, and we just like just keep walking, and like people in costumes are like taking pictures and like loud music everywhere, and it's essentially like a big ass party in this like main downtown area. So that was fun. But are you kidding me? Okay. And since it was like, you know, it's the end of October and it's freezing cold. It's like -5 Celsius. I don't know what's that in Fahrenheit, but it was like really cold. And I was wearing shorts and just one jacket. So I was freezing. And after we were just like we got done with the zombie crawl, we went to Denny's.
Denny's.
Classic Denny's. And I was just shivering so bad, so everyone just like piled on clothes and like scarves and everything that they can on top of me, and I was like warming up, and we had like midnight pancakes at Denny's. How healthy. And yeah, that's pretty much my Halloween experience. There is a drama involved in this Halloween experience, which I will get into after you. So that's like my overall Halloween experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have like 4 years, so like there's a lot of things that you can.
I mean, like Halloween is the middle of the midterm season, so like I didn't have a chance to go to like parties like every time, because you know I was chased by the assignments and like exams. So
really, was it? I don't remember.
Maybe not midterms, but like maybe assignments. So like I got a light a bunch of papers, so like I was like no Halloween parties for me this time. And like then I realized that I just graduated from college. I mean university. And but back in high school, like when I was studying abroad for 1 year in the States, I had really fun experience, because you know I was in high school, and like my host family, and there was like baby in my like host family. So like my host father was like, oh, I want to take you and the baby to the trick or treat. So we went to the trick-or-treat together with I went to the trick-or-treat with a baby and the father, and I dressed up as a like zombie kimono lady. And actually my host mother was working at the MAC cosmetics, the MAC. So she's like professional at like makeup thingy, so like she made up me as a like zombie kimono lady. Then I wore kimono, I mean yukata, but it looks like a kimono, so like I was like zombie Japanese like traditional like lady. And like I did trick-or-treat with a baby and also my friends from high school, and it was really fun because you know like I got so many candies. And yeah, that's it. And what else?
Sounds cold?
Yeah.
Cold. Because Oregon? Yeah. Oregon, right?
Oregon.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Oregon?
Yeah.
Oregon. Oregon is like up north, mm-hmm. So it sounds cold.
It wasn't that cold. It wasn't that cold. I think really? It wasn't like even negative.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really remember because, you know, it's like, how many years ago? 9 years ago? Yeah, I guess. Great. Yeah, I know a lot. Well, it was pretty fun. It was my first time ever doing like trick or treat. Mm. And we don't do it in Japan, so like but the scary thing is like my host mom like told me like just be careful when you eat candies, cuz you know like some people like put kind of drugs in the candies.
What?
And so like make sure it's like all like packaged, like to check if the candies are all packaged before you like actually eating it. So
you don't mean like edibles for adults?
What?
No.
It's not edibles. Oh, maybe like more dangerous.
If they're drugging it on purpose, that's really dangerous.
Yeah, right? So like people like purposely like put drugs in the candies, and like they made kids to be like addicted
no!
to the drugs. So like they try to like buy drugs like after like you know high school, or I don't know, but like so my host mom was like, yeah, just be careful, like
that's scary.
I know.
Can I give you like a one Halloween trick-or-treating tip?
Yeah.
A lot of kids do this, but instead of like bringing a basket or a bag, bring your pillowcase and put the candies in your pillowcase, because then you'll have like a lot of room. And
got it. So it's like a Santa Claus.
Yeah. A lot of kids do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that's actually smart. Mm. You know? There's a lot of room, so.
And also there's like I don't know if it's a trick, but like, you know, if you bring the candies to the dentist, you can get money. Like,
really?
I mean, you exchange candies with money. Yeah, cause some parents don't want kids to have like lots of candies, and like it's like bad for their health, right? So like they bring candies to the dentist and like exchange with money.
And the dentist is like, good job.
Yeah. That's what I heard from my friends, like living in the States.
Wow.
But that's smart, you know?
Yeah, that is smart, actually. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
So did you, like, dress up every year for, like, your whole college life, or no?
So as I said before, like, I only went two parties, I mean, in my freshman year and my sophomore, I guess. So, like, the one I dressed up as a, like, bunny girl.
Mm.
And the other one was like vampire girl, so it wasn't that, like, it's kind of boring. You know, like typical college students.
Yeah. I have this Halloween drama that I had with my roommate.
Okay.
And this led to the 2-shuukan no reisen, kuchi kikanai.
Oh,
yeah. We didn't like talk or do any, like, we didn't acknowledge each other for like 2 weeks straight because of this incident. It's not that bad. Like, looking back, I'm like, why did I overreact? But at that time, I was just like a little, as we said like last week in our podcast about like our, you know, dorm experiences, little things just like started building up, and it was like my snapping point, I guess you can say. So my roommate, we didn't like, we weren't together on the Halloween day. She had her own thing, and then I had my own thing with my friends. And she had this Halloween party at our dorm. So she was like buying candies and like lights and stuff like that, and like people were having fun. And I was like, okay, you guys have fun, whatever. And I came back home after like midnight, and like probably like 2 or 3. And when I got into the apartment, it was just, it just smoke everywhere, just smell of weed everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even in our like the door was open, our room, I guess, so the place that we were like sleeping in was also like just full of weed. No. So I was just like, I can't sleep here. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I can't sleep here, I'm gonna get high like while I'm sleeping. Like, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get high.
That would happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I'm surprised.
That's so funny.
I'm gonna get high while I'm asleep, and I'm gonna wake up high.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
Yeah. So I'm surprised that she didn't get caught. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, because like, I don't know, because it was loud and like,
oh, yeah,
people will notice the mm-hmm. smell. So I'm surprised that she didn't. And so I just packed my like pillows and beddings and everything, and I went to my friend's dorm, and I crashed at his apartment like on the floor. And I wasn't like mad about it, but again, just everything was building up to the point where I was just like, you know what, just fuck this. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so fed up. Mm-hmm. So obviously I wasn't like, you know, feeling good about it. And I went back to the apartment the next day, and I think she was sensing something. Mm-hmm. It's not like we had a fight or anything. Mm-hmm. We both didn't say mm-hmm. anything to each other, but we both kind of just...
She felt something.
Yes, she felt something, that I was kind of mad at something. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's the start of our 2 weeks of not talking and just pure silence. And that was just bad. Just, you know, like, your apartment should be the one place that you can just like do anything and like relax and yeah, everything, but like, I like the apartment was like, I didn't want to be there at all. Uh-huh. So I was avoiding going back to the apartment like as much as I can. So I was like, that 2 weeks I was just like in the library all the time. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it wasn't a good feeling. And it wasn't like I had a friend that I can rely on and be like, can I like maybe crack like let's go out, or like, you know, to refresh myself or anything. So like, there weren't much things that I can do. So that 2 weeks was like pretty rough. So yeah, and like after 2 weeks there was this basketball game. And she was like, do you want to go together? And that was the first time that she'd ever like talked to me. And I was like, sure. Like, I was just acted like nothing happened. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, let's go. And she was like, I think on the way there, she was like, did I do anything? Like, I just sensed that you were mad at me or something. And I was like, I don't know what I said. I don't remember if I said, like, the reason why I'm mad, or, like, if I was like, no. No. I really don't remember what I said or how I acted, but yeah, that was that 2 weeks was pretty rough.
So you didn't tell her your emotions or like what you felt like about that?
No, I can't. I'm not a confrontational person. Confrontational, is that the word? I can't, like, I'm a people pleaser. So I can't really like, I don't know. I have this like, yeah. I'm literally like that. So I have a hard time like expressing my feelings and whatnot. So I should have done that. Like, that's one lesson that I like learned from that incident. So like, I'm glad it happened actually. So I feel like, because I feel like I learned something, but yeah.
So you guys get back to like normal after the basketball game?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were close in the first place. Oh, so like, we were like just whatever, uh-huh. just roommate, you know. But yeah, that was the Halloween incident that I had.
Incident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got so much dramas than I did.
I did.
Yeah.
Is there any way to like join like trick or treat? And I mean, like, in a college, like, they don't like organize trick or treat, of course. Mm-hmm. So, like, but you know, like, for exchange students, maybe they want to like join the trick or treat as a, like experiences. But like, do you like have any like way to do it? No.
I mean, if you're doing if you're doing like a homestay, then obviously you can because there's a neighbor that you can do it. But I don't know.
So I feel like Halloween isn't the big thing after you grow up. Maybe like just go clubbing or parties, but you don't do like trick or treat. Or like maybe that might be the pumpkin patch is the like the only thing you can do.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, college students, like, dress up and, like, have fun on their own, like, you know, partying and clubbing and stuff like that. But as far as, like, the events of Halloween, like, trick-or-treating or, like, pumpkin patch and stuff like that, it's for kids. And once you grow up, unless you become a parent, I don't think, like, you'll do anything extravagant. Like, yeah, people will, you know, carve pumpkins and whatnot, but unless you have a kid, I feel like it's not really an event for adults.
And also in Canada, like, we have Thanksgiving in October. Like, so for US, like, October is like Halloween month, but like for us, it's not the big thing, you know. Like, Thanksgiving is like much more, like, much more, much bigger event than like Halloween, I guess. So like, so maybe just the day of the Halloween, like, you enjoy going to the parties or like going to the Halloween on the pumpkin patch. But like, other than that, like, maybe Thanksgiving is the other events.
Yeah,
I mean,
people go hard on Halloween in
US.
In the US, yeah.
Maybe I stayed in libraries too much.
People legit like, I need 5 costumes for these 5 different parties. And I'm like, why can't you just like wear the same thing over and over again? Like, that's not fun, you know?
Oh my God. I always went to the Dollarama, the dollar shop, to just get costumes. So I wasn't that, like, you know, like, how do you say?
You didn't go all out.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
But there is like on like Halloween shops.
Yeah, downtown.
So like you can go there to get costumes if you want.
And like you they sell at like Walmart or like Target and stuff like that. So I got my like hairspray at Walmart and like and I also went thrift shopping for my costume. Because I needed, like, pink stuff. So I went to the thrift store and, like, bought, like, shorts for, like, $1.
Yeah, save your money for Halloween. Because, you know, like, just once a month event. Event. So, like, don't spend too much, I guess.
You can make it your own. Like, you don't need a full-blown costume, you know?
Yeah.
True. Well, that was our Halloween episode. I hope the audio is okay. I don't know how this is gonna go. The video quality is also not good, but thank you for listening. We will see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.